Wellington Combox, the game lives on, and that was two potential playoff teams. And Gujarat, who we said had a really tough run coming up and had to play a bunch of good teams. And so far, they've been doing it very, very well. Jared Kimber is here with Rob Barron. Are they upset that they've lost the net run rate, or are they happy they're on 12 points?
Happy they're on 12 points, I think. They could have lost that because they mucked up. The big decision they got wrong there was allowing Tuatia to come in and get 2 off 6, because that nearly killed them, and then they had to concentrate purely on winning rather than anything to do with net run rate. They made a meal of that, but they'll be happy enough they got the win. I think if what is quite likely now is they end up being the team that gets hoofed out of fourth spot because of net run rate. And I think over the season, they've mucked it up and not gone hard enough. KKR game springs to mind. And Shubman Gill has decided to take that responsibility on himself by turning himself into a whacker, which he isn't. Mm. And so he got out really early today, and he got his 35 off 10 last time, and then .. or whatever it was. So they realised that they messed up by not thinking about net run rate before, and now they're under it as far as that goes. But Tuatia should not bat when you need to win, and the run rate isn't enormous because he doesn't care. He bats like that every time.
Yeah, it's a fascinating one. I still think, you know, you look at their schedule and who they were playing at the moment and who they've got to come up. I think if they win three out of those four games and their net run rate is about neutral. So I think it is, it's what, a -0.147, I think, at the moment, or somewhere around there. If they can keep it around neutral, and they can at least, and they win one out of the Rajasthan or Sunrisers game, I still think they're pretty happy with their overall position, right? They probably need to beat both of those teams just because they might be their most natural enemies. But so I'd be excited by that, but I don't think they played very good cricket with the bat here. I really liked the way they thought about their bowling and everything, but I wasn't very impressed with their batting here. They just got over the line because essentially they bowled first.
I think that was it. It was a very good toss to win because it was doing absolutely all sorts at the start, and there was 2 wickets in the first 3 balls and a drop catch for the other ball. It was a nightmare to start on, and Shedjay dug Punjab out really, really well. Very good. Stoinis joined in. Marco whacked a few at the end, and he thought 160-something. If it does what it did in the first innings, this will be tough. But then it didn't, and they should have chased it really easy, but then they made a meal of it in the middle. They just... I think the pitch did get harder as the game, as the second innings wore on, as we were kind
of... It was at its very hardest at the start of the game and at the end of the game, and in the middle of the game, not as much.
Correct. Exactly that. And I think they were shown what length they should have bowled, and they bowled the opposite at the end, did Punjab. And that was all she wrote. It was quite a fun game, though, unlike the game that we had earlier, the SRH game, which was a dreadful spectacle. It needlessly got very close, and it got down to, what was it, 1 ball to spare in the end. I still think that fourth spot will come down to net run rate, but what a massive game they've got next against Rajasthan, because one of those is going to be out of the top four after that game.
Yep. No, I mean, the next two games against Rajasthan and Sunrisers are, you know, fantastic for the league. They couldn't have come at a better time when it comes to all this. Tell me about the early bowling of Siraj and Rabada and Holder. I thought they understood the wicket very well. They bowled exactly the way that they should have on this kind of a surface and exploited it almost perfectly.
Yeah, they were just right on the money. Siraj started it all off. He was ball one on the money and just stayed there for the power play. Rabada, again, he's a test match bowler, isn't he? And he just bowled test match length and was really, really hard to get off it, and got his 2 for 20 or 2 for 22. And then Holder once again found a wicket that he likes, and when he finds a wicket that he likes with his height, his natural length and angle anyway, he looked unplayable. So they had three really tough bowlers to get away. Inexplicably threw the ball to Manav Sutar at one point that gave the other team 27 runs, and then Sutar helped out in the field by dropping a catch. Not a great day for him. Yeah, it was nightmarish early. That's about as tough as it gets. It was similar to the 8 for 6 type conditions, wasn't it? But it wasn't one where every single thing hit the edge and went to hand. It was like they were just beating the bat over and over again. It was a good recovery from Punjab. It could have been better if Shedjay would have stuck around for a little bit longer, but it was a good recovery. Then a chase that was very good, Gujarat. You know, one of the one of the top three did most of it, and the rest of them, you know, Washington Sundar played brilliantly well today. And if
it's a fascinating innings, because he was about 8 off 8, I reckon, and hit a beautiful shot around that time. He then got to a point where, for no fault of his own, they got themselves well behind the rate, not behind the rate, but uncomfortable with the surface as it was playing. Then Tuatia came in and chewed up 5 balls for very few runs. And suddenly he had to take all these risks, and he actually played 2 horrendous shots. He should have been bowled by Marco Jansen. And then he flipped the next one up in the air and could have been caught. And who was it? Was it Vaishak who picked it up while he was laying on the rope and then jumped? One of the great fielding moments of our time. And so at that point, I had in my notes, this has not been a good innings by Washington Sundar. And yet from there, he steers them home when, to be honest, Rob, they weren't really steering themselves home. They needed someone to help. And he's not exactly the guy you want in that situation. That's not why he's in the team. That's probably why Tuatha is in the team.
Cricket boards actually make watching their games almost impossible now. I spend almost as much time trying to find where I can view it as I do actually following the action. That is why I use NordVPN. They let me find all the cricket I want to watch while protecting me from the nasty side of the internet. Nord will free your cricket matches. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/goodareas to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus 4 additional months on top. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Watch every match with NordVPN.
Yeah, but I said it when he came in to Atia, this isn't the time for him at all, because it was like 30 off 21 or something, and that suddenly became a mess because of him getting 2 off 6 by blocking and then playing a stupid shot straight to a fielder. But then Holder kind of blocked as well. For, you know, it was only 7 balls. You just needed one of them to blast a 6 at some point, and they were way ahead. But they chewed. And if Washington did definitely get lucky for that little bit where he got those back-to-back 4s that could have been wicket and a 1 or whatever. But, you know, most of everything is luck, and they rode their luck, and they are now in the big pack of teams on 12 points. And Punjab have only got 13, and they've got to play SRH next. This is going to be really fun now, isn't it? It's like 5 of them playing for 4 spots, right? We're not going to throw anybody else into this unless Delhi do something nuts.
No. So, I mean, I think it's really fascinating because Punjab have now lost 2 in a row. Am I right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So they've lost 2 in a row, and they were the team that hadn't really played anyone good. And now that they've started playing people who are good, they no longer look like a world-beating team. They don't look terrible. I still think they're playing really good cricket, but they suddenly don't look like the machine they did when they were playing all the rubbish teams up earlier on, or out-of-form teams when they were playing those teams. So I would say at the moment, RCB looks probably a tier above everyone else, even though Punjab has the better points with the game in hand at the moment. But even RCB can go on a bad run here. Any of these teams goes on a bad run and they could slip out, right? Like, there's a lot that could be said. You and I would sit here, and we've already said it with Gujarat. There are many issues that we still have with Gujarat and with everyone else. But when it comes down to it, like, any of these teams gets a form surge from here and things could change very quickly.
RCB can fall into the playoffs now because their next 3 games are against 8th, 9th, and 10th. So they can not really turn up and just play all right, and they'll win one of them. And they could easily win 2 because those 3 teams haven't done much at all this season.
Whereas Punjab's got Sunrisers, as you said, which is a tricky one. Delhi, who might still think they're a chance. In fact, Delhi's next 2 games are CSK and KKR. If they win both of those 2, they're going to hit that Punjab game thinking they're still an outside chance of doing something silly, right? You've then got the Sunrisers, whose next game obviously is also a Punjab. They then have Gujarat after that. Rajasthan have Gujarat and DC before LSG. Like, there's a lot of fascinating games coming up in this next half a block.
Yes, this next week's going to be really fun, isn't it? And it was only 3 days ago where it looked like it was going to be just the top 4 and we're going to get 2 weeks of boring games. And then all the results have conspired to make it really fun. It looks like 5 into 4, but it might be 7 into 4. And the playoff for the Wooden Spoon will be Lucknow and Mumbai now that KKR have decided to win a game again. And are picking Finn Allen again. You know, they've won 3 in a row, don't forget. But Lucknow have now lost 5 in a row. Mumbai have lost 4 out of 5. They're done. You know, their seasons are finished, and we'll be seeing all sorts of nonsense when they play. But yeah, anything can happen. SRH today, massively Wheels came off. They were 105-1 in the ninth, and they got 165 all out at the very end, you know, 19 overs. A lot of that was down to the fact that Rothman Powell took a great catch, the best catch of this tournament, maybe the relay catch with Shreyas Iyer in it. But that was a great, great catch to get rid of Klassen, who's the guy that nobody gets rid of when he's only scored 11. And he was dropped two balls prior by Rinku on the rope. And you thought, bloody hell, KKR, you're not helping yourselves here. Then they got him, and then they just didn't score any runs after that. That's a bit of a worry when their batting order misfires, because the bowling looked a bit crap today, I thought, from SRH.
It's interesting their bowling, because they've brought Harshal Patel back in. But the problem that I think they're finding is that Saqib, Harshal Patel and Esham Malinga are all very, very similar bowlers, which is they're very good. They're all defensive-minded bowlers. If you're coming at them, there's always a chance of getting wickets, but they are looking for you to come at them. That means your top order needs to make lots of runs. And this year it has spluttered and it hasn't been the machine. But Travis Head being in form, Henrik Claassen being in form, Abhishek Sharma being in form, at the same time, with any human bowlers, you still think that Sunrisers it's just an awful team to go up against. But it's not quite the machine that we saw when they won all those games in a row. I think we can now see, no, that they were a little bit flattered by that. We might learn more about them in this next two-game stretch, right, than we've known anywhere else. But they should have made a bigger score today.
Yeah, it's a joke that they only got 165.
How do you even do that? Were they 105 off 10 or something?
They were 105-1 in the ninth over. And then Travis Head got out. Chakravarthy got rid of him. He was slogging, to be fair. You know, he batted like Travis Head bats and he got a few away and then he got out. But then they just got into a complete mess and nobody took any responsibility. And it felt like whoever they bowled, KKR, well, not just Narayan or Chakravarthy, they were going to get wickets. And every single person that bowled got a wicket. Even Anakul Roy, who came on for an inexplicable over at one point, maybe because they didn't want to bowl Cameron Green again, actually. He bowled, he got a wicket. It was a weird game, but incredibly boring chase once Finn Allen got out, because Allen was like, well, we might as well try and win it as fast as possible because that's what I do. And then he got out and it was the most boring hour, just like the one before when Chen and I were having a net chasing it. They just had a net. And why on earth is Rahane having a net, getting 43 off 36 in a chase at this stage of the season? Let someone else have a bat.
Yeah, I actually think that so Chennai, DC and KKR are very, very interesting teams going ahead, because I don't think even Delhi, maybe because they've got the two low teams coming up, will think that they're a bit of a chance. I don't think they are, but let's say they do. Chennai has clearly got one eye on the next year, but they're actually playing okay cricket at the moment. And KKR, with Finn Allen and Chakravarthy and Narayan in form, suddenly become a beautiful spoiler team. Right?
Yeah.
There's no way they're going through to the playoffs, but they become a beautiful spoiler team from here on in. So you actually have you kind of had that fascinating top five, and then you have that fascinating next three where you're just like, all three of these teams can beat any of the teams above them, right? Without too much problem. So I think it's fascinating. Anyway, Rob, Jared, we will be back. I'm Jared. He's Rob. We will be back again tomorrow for more of this kind of thing and more watch-alongs. Remember, you can go to combox.tv and you can sign up. We've got a lot of big things happening. You want to be signed up. Well, you don't want to, but just do it for me anyway. Like, subscribe, do all those things, and we will be comboxing with you tomorrow. Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rakshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv. If you make a lot of content like me, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.